Peace. I go by the name of L1. I represent the Zulu Union and I've been a part of Zulu for 29 years. I got a message for Paul Birdsong, who is the chairman of the Black Panther Party that has emerged as of late. I see a lot of people discrediting him, shaming him, ridiculing him, labeling him an agent, label him a fake gangbanger. Basically, every name in the book, I see the brother being called. And, this is the year we're in. We're in 2026, right? The era that we're in is no one is above criticism, right? And what gets me is that the brother's striving to do something positive. If those are his intentions, then we got to give the brother a chance. But we're going to talk about that a little bit more in detail, me and the brothers from Spears and Mikes, my Zulu brothers. But what I wanted to say to the brother Paul Birdsong and give you my humble, respectful advice. I'm 45 years old. I've been in the streets a good portion of my life, and I've made a lot of mistakes leading the Universal Zulu Nation, leading my chapter, whether it was Elite, Gestapo, Chapter 25, those that familiar with the channel or, my story, know that, I've put a lot of work in for this, both in the streets, in the books, all different aspects. But what I wanted to tell you, good brother, is when you were being interviewed, and I forgot the brother's name, I think Devin was his name. Forgive me if I'm wrong. When you said, yeah, we bringing GDs and Pyrus and Bloods all into the Black Panther Party, which is now known as the Black Lion Party, because I know you all have agreed to transition out of respect for the Black Panther elders, which I salute and I commend. I think it's the right thing to do. I would have liked to see you all, had you all been able to, find a way to make it work, continue that name and legacy, but that's going to be a bigger discussion. What I do want to say to you briefly, my brother, is be careful who you invite into the Black Lion Party. I heard how you vet members into the Black Panther Party with the application, the prospect time, the weight test going up the stairs, different challenges and different ways to prove themselves being worthy of the name Black Panther at the time, and now ultimately Black Lion. I thought those were good things. I think a lot of different organizations do things similar to what you have spoken about. But what I really want you to focus in on, brother, is be careful of who you invite into your organization, because you allow their energy, their trauma, their drama to allow to spill over into your cipher. I too, and when I say I also mean we, the Zulus, in the 90s, we had a peace treaty, a family unity between several different organizations. At one point, it was called the Five Families of New York. And, it's not to be confused with the Italian Mafia, La Cosa Nostra organization. This is the Five Families are of New York City. And when I say that, I mean the Zulu Nation, the 5% Nation of Gods and Earths, Latin Kings, Nietas, and La Familia. Those were the five dominant street organizations. And I say street organizations, and I say part and self to the 5% Nation, because I know them brothers is a religion, striving for positivity and upliftment, much like all the other organizations that I mentioned to a degree. We're all striving for some type of knowledge and some type of elevation. But, they were 5%ers in the streets, right? And there was a lot of members of the Zulu Nation that were in the streets, that come from the streets, that come from the bottom, that come from the public housing. When we were all involved in that, we got like everybody's energy isn't always good, and we would be like meddling in one's like affairs, and those affairs would spill over into like our unity. And ultimately, being together to a degree would cause us to beef with one another. Now, the Zulu Nation and the 5% Nation of Gods and Earths, we had a history already of beef in the 70s, when the Zulu Nation was formed. I believe some of that comes also from the Black Spades having issues with the 5%ers to a degree. although many of the black spades were 5%ers, but I know there were some issues, but at large, more so with the Zulu Nation and the 5%ers, right? Years later, the Zulu Nation and the Latin Kings have problems. I'm not too familiar with us ever having problems with Nieta, never having problems with La Familia that I'm aware of, because I really never met many people from La Familia, in all honesty. But what I'm telling you, Brother Paul Birdsong and brothers from the Black Lion Party, is just be careful with brothers that are already tied to the streets, tied to other street organizations. If their loyalty is with that, then their loyalty will probably always be like swayed towards that street organization. And a lot of that negative energy will spill over. Now, if you can get them brothers to leave the streets alone and leave the gang alone, and transition into the Black Lion Party, I think that would be a better situation. Us personally, Zulu, we never allow in New York City for people to be a part of any street organization that's based on negativity to be a part of Zulu Nation, Zulu Union, or whatever we want to call it. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's one and the same, although the difference is the Zulu Union is not connected to Afrika Bambaataa, whereas the Universal Zulu Nation is still connected to Afrika Bambaataa to a degree. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, brother, I know that when you got one foot in the streets, you will always be dealing with negativity, and that will always overshadow what you're striving to do positively. All right, my brother. So, all I could say is if what you're striving for is your true intentions and you're striving to do it, still connect with them Panther elders that paved the way for y'all. Even though y'all did change y'all name to Black Lion, still keep that connection and lean on the elders. Lean on other organizations that's righteous, that's striving to do positive things. You know what I'm saying? I'm extending a hand to you and the Black Lion Party. Although I may not agree with everything that y'all may talk about, just like I'm sure y'all wouldn't agree with everything that the Zulus speak about, we could always stand on the foundation of wanting better for the people. You know what I'm saying? So I commend y'all for that and salute y'all. And just know that it isn't overnight. It takes a long time to establish a foundation. It takes a long time to learn how to lead the way. And it's through trial and error. It's going to be a lot of times where you fail, but you will learn from those failures and those shortcomings and use that as motivation to strive to continue. You know what I'm saying? Write down your goals, your short-term goals, your long-term goals, and surround yourself with leadership. When y'all give positions out to brothers and sisters within the Black Lion Party, give it to those that are truly deserving of it, that are willing to do the work. Analyze people's strengths, analyze people's weaknesses, and then from there, really make your decisions on who to appoint as leaders. And also, highly recommend that you brothers, I haven't seen many sisters standing with y'all. I'm sure there is. I hope there is. But the sisters add an energy that is necessary, and they have great leadership skills. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, being around the Zulu Queens and the Zulu Malikas, the sisters that were in the organization, a lot of times the leadership, us brothers, would bump heads and it would get aggressive with one another. But when the strong queens came in the room and they talked and they were firm and they stood on business, we got quiet and we listened to the sisters out of great respect. And a lot of them made a lot of sense and they changed the vibration and an energy in the room. So promote the sisters also. Give the sisters the right respect, the right responsibilities, and promote them into leadership as well, man. Those are some of the you know what I'm saying, humble and respectful tips or guidance out of love that I can give you all. Because although much of the black and brown community is criticizing y'all and trying to make sure that y'all fail for whatever reason, by calling you an agent, a gangbanger, a fake gangbanger, all these different titles that I don't think necessarily you are, you know what I'm saying? And so the investigation of the people prove you to be that? You know what I'm saying? We got to give you the benefit of the doubt. At least that's how I personally feel. So I hope you could take this little bit of jewelry from a brother that's been, a leader for most of my time in the Zulu Nation, Zulu Union, and just, apply that little bit of jewelry that I'm striving to give you all. And hopefully it gives y'all just a little bit more, a little bit more strength and a little bit more motivation to do what y'all gotta do. Salute to all the original Black Panthers. Salute to all the brothers. And all the different Black Panthers. I may not necessarily know all. Big salute to Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and the Panther Cubs. You know what I'm saying? That's a brother that I'm always looking up to. A lot of Zulus look up to the brother, and we're definitely striving to be in tune with them brothers. And we would like to extend our hand out to y'all and say, hey, brother, if you need us, the Zulus, we're gonna be there for you too. Salute. All power to the people. Free them all. Peace to the Zulus, peace to the Black Panthers, and peace to the New Era Young Lord Party, all revolutionaries, all positive forces and organizations striving to do good in the community. Peace to the Nation of Gods and Earths, peace to the Nation of Islam, peace to all the Muslim brothers that are striving to uplift their community. Man, all the righteous ones, big love, big salute. Zulu King L1, Chapter 25, Zulu Union.